We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals
that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration. What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, charitable viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, HispSat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendoSat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, in Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. in Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV, in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca, TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotosh on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages, are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Saudi Arabia donates more than $900,000 of dates for Ethiopian schoolchildren. In cultural news, a new publication highlights Iran's magnificent heritage. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Animal Rights in Albania Now, which is dedicated to protecting our co-inhabitants. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 31st, Halloween is observed in several parts of the world. It is an ancient holiday which some historians trace back 2,000 years to the Celtic festival Samhain, a pre-medieval Europe. This special time is now enjoyed with young people dressing up in colorful and creative costumes participating in trick-or-treating in their neighborhood. Our association members have joyful memories of this occasion which they celebrated in previous years with beloved Supreme Master Ching Hai. We wish everyone taking part on this day a very fun and safe Halloween, enjoying delicious vegan delights.
Ryan News. Early snow shuts down parts of U.S. Northeast. A storm that hit starting Saturday afternoon, October 29th, brought wet, heavy snow in record depths to several northeastern states, causing at least 3 deaths, with initial power outages to some 2.2 million homes and businesses due to downed branches and the toppling of still leafy trees. Connecticut, New Jersey, and Massachusetts all declared states of emergency as service personnel arrived from other states to assist. With 700,000 who lost electricity in Connecticut alone, State Governor Daniel P. Malloy warned that it could take days to restore all homes and businesses in the region.
Meanwhile, Amtrak suspended train service in areas of Pennsylvania, while several commuter trains were delayed or halted between New York and Connecticut. Record snowfalls were seen in places like New York City's Central Park, where the snow for that date was at its highest level known since 1869. By Sunday, the snow had stopped in most areas, and crews were working around the clock to clear debris and restore services.
Our thankfulness for the prompt endeavors of all personnel in your help to the storm affected. It saddens us to know of the loss of precious lives, and we pray that such extremes become a thing of the past as we strive for more considerate stewardship of our shared planetary home.
Earthquakes hit US, Italy, Ecuador, and Colombia. Early Friday, October 28th, tremors measuring 3.3 and 3.5 on the Richter scale were recorded in Oklahoma, 15 kilometers northeast of Oklahoma City. Also that day, in central Arkansas, a series of 6 minor earthquakes struck some 5 kilometers southwest of Quitman, as the latest of over 50 that have shaken the region in October alone. On Saturday morning, residents of northern Italy felt a 4.4 magnitude quake centered 33 kilometers from Verona. Also on Saturday, Ecuador was rattled by 3 earthquakes, the first registered at a magnitude of 4.0 and struck 17 kilometers northeast of Quito, triggering landslides with several cracks in houses reported. This was followed by a 4.3 magnitude quake located near the shared border with Colombia, some 57 kilometers west of Nueva Loja. Then, a 4.6 magnitude quake 13 kilometers northeast of El Triunfo.
We are grateful for the general safety of all in the region. Our prayers that humanity's kinder ways as a vegan world may restore our ecosphere and safeguard from potential calamities such as these.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring.
Worse is yet to come.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet.
There's a real link between diet and environment. And
whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
So we have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
We need to have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Imagine it's thee. Confined in a dirty, tiny little crate. Don't know how to spell S-P-A-C-E space? Wading in filth and urine and stench, never feel the sun or breeze on my skin. Are these made only for human beings? Can neither turn to the left nor right? Force-fed drugs till you lose your mind? Sweltering at noon? Frozen in the night? Fresh air? What is it in the name of life? Cuddling babies, you might trample on them, or they'll die from cold and rotten hygiene. If they survive, they'll be eaten afresh at such tender months. Oh, all the gods. Can't even tell of my nightmare. The entire human race. Anyone cares? I live in terror and suffering my whole life just for their pleasure. A bloody bite. Enduring truck with hampering stand to wherever to be torn open from limb to limb or to hang from one leg on the ceiling and to have your throat slit like a worst criminal, gut and blood spilling all over. Amid crying, begging, and agonizing screams. How can anyone bear or enjoy such a sight? Have they all been dumb, deaf, and blind? Since when have humans become so cruel? Losing all their loving, kind nature, they kick, stab, slice, and torture. Oh, the pain is beyond endure. I cry for help. Is someone there? How come? Only blood, blood, and blood everywhere. Within these cramped, dark, horror-filled walls, there is no one but axes and shadows. Shadows that are mighty, axes that are sharp. I am terrified. I am small, trembling, helpless. Oh, if you don't know if there is hell, come and see right here. Nowhere else. Dear human friends, how can this be? Why? Why? Why must you torture and eat me? Imagine it's thee. Imagine it's a member of thy family.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 450. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Welcome to Carpica.
Ireland elects her ninth president, with a record 7 presidential candidates to select from. In elections held on Thursday, October 27, the voters of Ireland resoundingly chose renowned human rights advocate and poet Michael D. Higgins as their next leader. As official results were announced Saturday, the new president-elect, who has also served previously as the nation's culture and arts minister, expressed his gratitude and spoke of goals including continued bridge-building among all communities and being, quote, a president for all people. President-elect Higgins, a respectful congratulations on your new role. May your noble ideas be put into action for the greater good of fellow citizens and the world.
Odds or Vietnamese youth win top prize for anti-smoking film. Ninth graders Nguyen Lam Duyen, Nguyen Hoàng Yu, and Trang Nguyen Tuong Vi from Lê Quý Đông Secondary School in Âu Lạc or Vietnam have won first place for their entry of the 3-minute film Tobacco and Adults.
The contest, themed The Things We Need to Learn, was coordinated by the Embassy of Japan in Âu Lạc in cooperation with the nation's Ministry of Culture, Sports, and Tourism. The three young filmmakers stated that they hoped the reality conveyed through their project would help raise awareness of the harmful effects of smoking, especially on children.
Their work was commended by the school principal, Ho Thi Duyc Da, who said, "They've done a great job. I think it's a good way of telling people about the harmful effects of tobacco." As winners of this contest, the three students will also be participating in December's Asian Children's Film Festival held in Japan. A big round of applause, Lam Duyen, Hoàng Yu, and Tuong Vi, for your deserved top honors.
May your noble endeavors together inspire fellow Olaxi citizens and the world toward the day when people everywhere live healthfully smoke-free.
Smoking bans save lives.
Quitting smoking and restricting alcohol consumption, along with more exercise and higher fruit and vegetable intake, reduces the risk of strokes by more than half.
United Kingdom's ban on smoking in public places reduces passive smoke effects, which are linked to loss of life for more than 11,000 people every year. In the U.S., the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration said that sales of tobacco to underage youth have reached all-time lows in all 50 states. The number of young smokers aged 18 to 29 has fallen by 30% in Victoria, Australia, thanks to smoking bans in pubs and clubs. Smoking rates in Japan have been declining since 1996, reaching an all-time low this year. Smoking bans mean decreases in acute coronary syndrome.
A study in Mississippi, USA, found that heart attacks were reduced by 27% 3 years after indoor smoking was banned, with similar bans in 11 other worldwide locations also showing a reduction in both heart attacks and heart disease.
Rome, Italy experienced an 11.2% decrease in acute coronary events in the first year after a smoking ban in public places went into effect. Israeli researchers report that for people who are able to stop smoking, the increased risk of sudden cardiac death seems to disappear immediately. The National Sanitary Institute in France announced a significant decrease in heart attack rates following the country's smoking ban, with benefits also noted for decrease in secondhand smoke inhalation effects. New York, USA experienced an 8% decline in hospital admissions for acute myocardial infarction after a comprehensive smoking ban, which translates into healthcare savings of $56 million in 1 year. Smoking bans mean better health.
A U.S. medical study finds that quitting smoking has nearly immediate benefits, including lowered blood pressure and reduced heart attack risk within 24 hours.
Data from the National Population Health Survey shows those who smoke have higher rates of chronic conditions, such as bronchitis, asthma, and high blood pressure. Smokers and those exposed to secondhand smoke develop colon cancer about 7 years earlier than non-smokers. Smoking bans mean healthier children. Research from the Michigan State University in the USA and the David Hyde Asthma and Allergy Research Center in the UK show that the smoking habits of mothers during pregnancy increase asthma risks in some children. Children regularly exposed to secondhand smoke have more than triple the risk of lung cancer, as well as higher risks of other respiratory problems later in life. Smoking bans are good for business. In his annual report, UK Chief Medical Officer Liam Donaldson said a public smoking ban would save an estimated £2.7 billion. £680 million saved by having a healthier and more efficient workforce. £140 million saved through fewer sick days. £430 million saved from productivity loss from smoking on the job. £100 million saved from cleanup costs related to cigarette smoking. Plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
U.S. worker makes heroic train track rescue. Mr. Norb Kurzak of Georgia, USA, was on his way to work when he saw a car drive over a steep embankment, landing near railroad tracks below. As he pulled over to help, he also saw that the car's occupants had been ejected from the vehicle, with one who was lying in the middle of the track and unresponsive. Hearing an oncoming train, Mr. Kurzak immediately called the emergency dispatcher and rushed to get the man off the train tracks, lifting him to safety just a minute before the train passed, as Mr. Kurzak later remarked that he had not planned to be in the area that day. He said, "God had something to do with that. He has a plan for everybody. Maybe that was his plan for me." In a ceremony attended by leaders of Madison County on Thursday, October 27th, to honor both him and dispatcher Rita Fulcher, the humble Mr. Kurzak, who originally did not want to be awarded, said that he was more worried for the injured man than himself. "We join in salute, Mr. Kurzak, for your quick-thinking bravery and selflessness. Your kind heart is surely a shining inspiration to us all."
Save our planet. In an October 25, 2011 report, France's Environment Ministry states that of the country's total 102 wildflower species, more than 50% are now endangered, with seven whose colorful beauty has disappeared altogether, and food supplies also potentially affected due to the flower's vital role in the pollination process.
Save Our Planet, a group of 20 Southeast Asian, African, and Latin American food and conservation groups, published the October 2011 Global Citizens Report on the state of GMOs, as they warn that genetically engineered crops do not increase food crop yields, but have instead been shown to increase the use of chemicals and the growth of superweeds.
Save Our Planet, a pioneering study by the Wildlife Conservation Society, published on October 26, 2011, has revealed that oil drilling and development in the Alaskan Arctic is disrupting delicate ecosystems and in particular is endangering populations of migratory nesting birds.
Beaver here with my lovely wife, Zoo.
We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds.
We're eating well with a nutritious diet of plant foods.
Today, we have a tip to share from much-loved Supreme Master Qinghai.
If you have some small portion of leftover food for use in the next days, you can store it in cups or mugs or small bowls.
More space saved in your fridge, and it will be better for your health than plastic bags or containers.
Our many thanks, always caring Supreme Master Ching Hai, for this great suggestion.
And thank you, loyal viewers, for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Thank you for watching, and here's the weather around the world.
Humanitarian news. Saudi Arabia donates more than $900,000 of dates to Ethiopia. The 275 metric ton contribution was given to the United Nations World Food Programme, or WFP, to provide nourishment for school children. WFP's Deputy Country Director, Ms. Lynn Miller, expressed appreciation for the gift, stating that it complements students' diets. Our sincere appreciation, Saudi Arabia, for your generosity. May the bright children of Ethiopia have a promising future on a calm and sustainable earth.
In cultural news, a new book highlights Iran's rich heritage. Iran, Land of Eternity, presents the nation's arts, festivals, and architecture, among other aspects. Released by Sarzamine Ahurari Publications, it contains introductions in English and Persian by respected scholars of the nation. It also presents calligraphy, graphic designs, and photographs by renowned Iranians. From exquisite natural scenery to ancient and modern structures and religious sites, the book provides an inclusive view of the country's enthralling past and present. Congratulations, Iran, on this impressive offering. May it guide many individuals to a deeper understanding and appreciation of your time-honored culture. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership presenting animal rights in Albania now, which has helped to rescue bears who were kept in cages at restaurants. We'll go listen to some heavenly music now. Be back soon. Please stay tuned for more delightful news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, gratifying news for a satisfied world. And now for a series of Shining World Leadership segment on animal rights in Albania now, which helps find loving families for canine and feline friends.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Animal Rights in Albania Now, or ARA, is dedicated to safeguarding the precious co-inhabitants of the nation. The nonprofit has, as one of its goals, the passing of an animal protection law in the country.
Actions that ARA has undertaken include collaborating with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals to rescue bears that were kept in small cages at restaurants. The group also held a walk for World Animal Day, led by people holding animal rights banners. Some of those participating in this event were interviewed by the media, which later aired on Top Channel television station. Furthermore, a gathering was organized for International Animal Rights Day, with people invited to sign animal protection petitions.
ARA also had a table at a Christmas bazaar, which gave people the opportunity to become acquainted with the group and its work. On ARA's website and Facebook page, there's information about animal friends who can be adopted. Our gratitude, Animal Rights in Albania Now, for your devoted efforts. May your beautiful land soon become a haven for all treasured beings.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told in Bulgarian entitled 2 pounds.
Разгневена жена нахлула в една пекарна и казала: Изпратих сина си за килограм бисквити тази сутрин, но когато ги претеглих, те тежаха само половин килограм. Предлагам да си проверите везната. Пекарят я погледнал спокойно за момент и отговорил: Госпожо, предлагам да претеглите сина си.
And now for viewers' heartlands on the way and message of the Kogi people of Colombia. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Thank you. This program deserves more views. Orek from Netherlands.
Thank you so much for helping to spread the message of the Kogi mamas. We pray that as many people as possible listen sincerely to their message and act on it. Meta from the United Kingdom.
Caring Ulrich and Meta, thank you for your supportive notes. The Kogi people's loving message of living in respect and harmony with the sacred places of Earth rings true now more than ever, especially at this urgent time of climate change around the world. May God bless you and the forward-thinking people of the Netherlands and the United Kingdom with inner peace and joy.
Do you have a heartland today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com. the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May you be graced with divine wisdom and compassion.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Japan donates $3 million to Egypt to help 5,000 small farmers in the Nile Delta improve irrigation systems on their land.
Germany's national carrier, Lufthansa, adopts a new policy to halt the international transportation of any wild animals, including primates, whales, and dolphins that are destined for research.
Norway donates over €650,000 in emergency aid to help the more than 55,000 people in El Salvador affected by recent torrential rains, a gesture that Salvadoran Vice President of Parliament, Roberto Lorenzana, receives with much gratitude on behalf of his country.
British rock star Ozzy Osbourne announces that he is embarking on the vegan lifestyle after he and his wife, Sharon Osbourne, watched the documentary Forks Over Knives, about the health and other benefits of the plant-based diet.
The Turkmen Parliament bestows President Gurbanguly Berdimuhamedov with the title of Hero of Turkmenistan for exemplary service to his fellow citizens that includes the nation's increased autonomy, progress and prosperity, as well as integration into the global community.
Following his survival of a euthanization attempt in Alabama, USA, the Beagle Mix dog, now dubbed Daniel Milagro, is getting a new chance at life in New Jersey, where nonprofit 11th Hour Rescue is helping find him a new home.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com /NWN.